AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Police say the suspect in a deadly Christmas parade crash in suburban Milwaukee was in a domestic disturbance just minutes before he sped down the parade route, killing five people and injuring 48. Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson says an officer did try to stop that red SUV.
One officer did discharge his firearm and fired shots at the suspect to stop the threat. But due to the amount of people, had to stop.
Two children are among those still in critical condition. School Board Vice President Amanda Roddy attended a candlelight vigil.
We are parents. We are neighbors. We are hurting.
The White House has sent its sympathies to the families involved. Closing arguments are underway in the trial of the three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery last year in Georgia. A prosecutor said they had no cause to chase Arbery when they saw him in their neighborhood. The defense blames Arbery for violently resisting an effort to be detained. Five associates of Donald Trump, including Roger Stone and Alex Jones, have been subpoenaed surrounding the Capitol incursion.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has issued subpoenas to five more individuals, including Roger Stone, an ally of former President Donald Trump, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The subpoenas demand documents and testimony from Stone, Jones, and three people accused of organizing and promoting the two rallies that took place January 6th in the nation's capital. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Over the river and through the woods, there's going to be a crush of cars on the roadways and jets in the air this week as people head to holiday destinations. Andrew Gross is with the AAA.
We're telling folks, keep that in mind.
The president today announced that he's nominating Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to serve another term. Stocks ended mixed. The NASDAQ fell more than 200 points. This is AP News. The housing market remains red hot.
Sales of existing homes are up, and so is the typical price of a house. Last month, the average home price jumped to almost $354,000, a 13.1% increase from last October. Existing home sales were up 0.8% from September. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. Chief Economist Lawrence Yoon says the housing market remains strong. He credits job growth, a stock market at all-time highs, and low mortgage rates. I'm Rita Foley.
Federal officials are proposing more than $160,000 in fines against eight airline passengers. One is facing $40,000 in fines for bringing alcohol on the plane, smoking marijuana in the laboratory, and sexually assaulting a flight attendant on a Southwest Airlines flight. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.